Up from the crater of 4,000-foot-high Mount Vesuvius rise towering clouds of smoke and volcanic ash as the great Neapolitan volcano bursts into eruption, the worst in 38 years. Beneath the billowing smoke, pushed forth from Vesuvius' summit by the incredible heat within the crater, streams of molten rock at 2,500 degrees Fahrenheit surge down the mountain's sides. For many years, the ancient volcano has been relatively peaceful. In recent weeks, hardly a breath of smoke had risen from its crater. But now, as if in violent compensation for its days of good behavior, Vesuvius once again strikes terror into the surrounding Italian countryside. Wall of lava, in some places 30 feet high, surges irresistibly forward through field and farm. Sometimes faster, sometimes slower, the searing, destructive mass moves at a speed of 12 feet a minute overall. The steaming molten tide draws near the villages of San Sebastiano and Massa di Somma. Army soldiers and villagers in the area see the spectacular wave of destruction draw nearer and nearer. Orchards, singed bare by the approaching lava wall, are engulfed in its course. The flow has now reached San Sebastiano. Italian civilians, already hit hard by years of fascist misrule and war, gather in religious processions to pray for salvation from this natural catastrophe. For centuries, the moods of towering Vesuvius have periodically terrified inhabitants of the Naples area. In 79 AD, it buried proud Pompeii. Seven major eruptions have been recorded since. In 1631, it killed 18,000 in Naples, destroying homes and lives. Now Vesuvius strikes again. Directly in the path of the approaching lava, villagers prepare to escape. Aided by the Allied military government, they salvage their household possessions. Thank you. spewed forth in huge clouds, volcanic ash and cinders blanket the countryside for miles around. At the port of Salerno, 17 miles away, where the Allies first landed in their campaign against the Germans in Italy, streets and buildings are covered with the black ash. Umbrellas protect pedestrians, while thick piles of the volcanic deposit are cleaned up by Allied troops. Vesuvius, unpredictable and unconquerable, has had its way.